1 minute after, and I want to welcome everybody to the town council meeting tonight, December 1st. I can't believe we're in December already. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe, but here we are. Anyway, we have a full quorum tonight. Gladys and Elizabeth, Steve, Jimmy, and myself. And Judy is in the other room getting the checks. Wanted to add public comments after the approval of the November minutes and make it something that we do every month, plus the public comments at the end. And tonight, so that will be after, we'll put public comments after November minute approval. And then after the subdivision discussion, that it's been requested that we have public comments there also, and we don't have a problem with that either tonight. Try to keep your comments as where we've got three different comments tonight. Let's make sure that we try to not let them drag out so that we're not here till midnight. So we'll put the public comments right there, right after the Fogel Fuller discussion on. Okay. With those two adjustments, any other comments on the agenda? If not, I will entertain a motion to approve the, or I will entertain them. I will vote to approve the agenda for tonight with the two changes on it. Do I have a second?
Gladys will second.
Okay, all in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Steve, yes. Jim, yes.
Okay, Judy, yes. Okay, approved. All right, the November minute. I myself only saw the one, and that was Elena Hughes's name was spelled with an I instead of a U in there. So we would need to change that. Anything else that anybody else saw on the minutes?
I think down at the bottom of the section, public hearing for fire protection ordinance, when it switches from, well, some of those sections weren't part of the public hearing, they were part of the vote. And so that needs to get moved. And then down at the bottom of that section, it says one, adding the Boulder Town Code is amended as followed, and then two, change many to may. We actually never included that in the final. It was just talked about at the beginning. Okay. So I think that's an error, and I know it's going to get discussed tonight, but all that whole section wasn't all part of the public hearing.
It was on
part of the...
The first part?
Yeah, because once it's all going into Judy makes a motion to pass, and it seconds and it goes on, all that is part of the vote, not on the public hearing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so it kind of, here, where was it? After no more public comments, Judy makes a motion to move out of the public hearing and back into the public meeting. And Steve seconds, all members say yes, and the public hearing ends and the public meeting opens. At that point, it needs to switch. Does that make sense? And then in the recording, we didn't actually include that second one. But the information provided is accurate, it's just in the wrong section.
All right. Do we need to redo them and revote next month?
We can make a motion to approve it with those getting moved, or we could just say that to make those corrections and we'll review them next month, which would be just as easy.
All right.
Let's just do that and say we'll do them next month.
Okay. We'll just make the corrections and approve them in January. That works.
Okay.
All right, next on the, public comments. Snuck that in there. Do we have any public comments before we begin? Anybody online on Zoom? Can you see anything?
I wanted to make one public comment. I don't know if this is the proper time or not. It's regarding the fire ordinance. It's a simple matter. Sorry, I had my hand ready to go up and then it all disappeared when the screen. Would this be the time to make a comment about the fire ordinance? Just that in section 152.4b, it says an engineer. And then in section C, it says town engineer. And I feel like you need to pick one or the other and have them both congruent, or it will be very confusing. And you might be talking about this now, but I just thought I'd bring it up in case it doesn't get discussed. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? All right, we'll move out of the public comments and move on. The next on the agenda is the road opening. What is that? 100? Is that 100? Yeah, because 200's the other one, so it has to be 100 north. And Andy, are you here? Okay, would you like to come up and talk? Give us your name and for the record.
Yeah, hi, Andy here, Andy Rice. Just here to talk about opening that road that we talked about a couple of months ago. We are ready to start anytime. We've got a contractor hired and chomping at the bit to get in there and start clearing trees. And we can follow right behind and throw some rough grade in there. And we would like your permission to get started with that. It's just important to note that once that work happens, it'll probably need to be followed fairly quickly with the road material, just for the sake of cleaning up the mess that we leave behind, just as far as leveling the ground and stuff like that. So didn't want to start without the green light.
Okay. So I'm going to make a motion that we let him get started.
I'll second it.
Okay, do we have in writing what he's going to do and what we're going to do?
Well, basically, he's just cleaning up.
He's doing the cleaning, the clearing of the road, and we're buying the material, and he's spreading material on it.
Okay, you got that. Lexi, just so it's in the minutes.
So ours would be just establish a path. We wouldn't be doing final grade or culverts or any road material, but clearing the path is our responsibility, and we're glad to take it on.
Okay, anything else?
Next question. What about the fence?
So,
we are not responsible for the fence.
The fence should have been stopped at the beginning of the property line in the first place when it was fenced off in the beginning. So, when you fence off the property line, then you're actually, and property line is not yours, and you're fencing off the road itself, you're actually responsible for redoing the road. Fence going all the way up the side of it.
Okay.
Not the town. The town's not responsible for the town's responsible for the road itself.
Okay.
Yeah. So. And that was a good call too, because we did check on that too.
Okay.
All right. So we made a motion and seconded. All in favor to let Andy go ahead and start clearing out?
Gladys, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Steve, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes. Okay.
Thank you all very much.
You bet.
Andy, I'll come get measurements from you for red base.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the dumpster tree. It's the tree that is right next to the fire hydrant. Am I right?
The single tree.
Yeah, on the one end. Now, Constance sent me a letter an email today saying that they checked those trees out and that they're good. I mean, that they're stable, good trees, even with the cracks in them. The tree that he did it, or the tree committee.
If it falls on the hydrant, it's going to cost the town about $6,000 to replace it.
And that's big. We're talking about one tree. We're not talking about the two big ones. How do you guys feel about that? Why is your stores over there? You see that all
I've always thought that it should be removed, but that was just my opinion.
Which tree?
If you're pulling into the dumpsters over here, it's the far eastern tree all by itself on the opposite side of the road, closest to the fire hydrant.
It's been one hit of the big crack on it
that's leaning straight over the top of the fire hydrant.
And she couldn't be here tonight, so.
Do you want to read her comments? I have it right here.
Do you? Oh, good. Thank you.
So this is from Constance Lynn. I won't be able to attend the meeting, but wanted the council to know that this tree has been discussed and analyzed by the Tree City Group. One of our responsibilities is attending to hazard trees, and at the time of our observations, we determined that this tree, although damaged, still had structural integrity. Tree City can meet with any council members to further discuss this issue. With gratitude, Constance Lynn.
Well,
I don't know if I have a strong opinion without actually going out and looking at it, and I didn't know which tree it was until just now.
Well, we can take a look at it. And oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
I'm a member of the Tree City Committee, and we actually had the arborist has looked at that.
To look at that particular tree?
That particular tree, because it looks like it's going to fall over on the fire hydrant. And twice the arborist, one from Cedar City and one from over in Capitol Reef, said they didn't think that it was going to fall over, at least not in the foreseeable future. So all I'm doing is relaying that information.
Well,
and all I'm saying, if it does fall over on the hydrant, it's going to be $6,000 at least, if it doesn't crack the main line when it falls. So I'm just making aware. Everybody aware on it. We don't have to make a decision on it. We don't have to.
So maybe we should just keep a good eye on it, and you guys make sure you keep an eye on it over there, you know, when you do your thing, and we'll let the little tree stand. And
cool.
Okay. All right. All right. We have the Planning Commission vacancy of Matt Cochran, and we have the Board of Adjustment position that is up. Tonight we're gonna vote on both of them. Jabe is interested in staying, so that will be an easy one to do. He's the only one that applied for the Board of Adjustment. But the Planning Commission, we've had some great applicants, and so what we're going to do is we'll have the applicants tell us a little bit about themselves and some background and their qualifications, and then we'll go into an executive session and discuss the applicants and make a choice tonight. They wanted this done in December to make sure that everybody was up and running in January. So that's what we're going to do. So, Shelly, you're not here. Are you on Zoom? Okay. You want to tell us about yourself?
Yes. My name is Shelly Price Gibson. I haven't changed my name to Mendenhall even now, but hopefully I will. I've been married to Tony going on 4 years. I've lived up in Boulder for 3. My background is mostly in law enforcement, where I worked at the prison and went through the motions from 1998, where I started at the prison and ended up at the Fred House Academy, where they train officers. My job was over pre-service, and I was in connection with the whole state in law enforcement to have correctional officers go through our academy. My background in community has always been important to me in my life, and serving is showing a way to your community that you care. I listen. I'm a good listener, and that's why I volunteered for this. I don't know the community that well here in Boulder. Once I make the commitment, I really do a good job. I've only missed, since I've started with the PC, one meeting, and I think only one council meeting too, that I had another appointment and forgot to get on. But other than that, I love Boulder. I do not have an agenda other than my love for Boulder and the people here. And I wanted to listen to both sides. And I think that I can be, unbiased about things and be very unbiased about things and do the right thing. Whatever right things is a hard thing to say, but I just know in my heart that I will listen to both sides and do what's good for Boulder would be the thing I would want is for everybody, not just one person's agenda. I guess that's the best.
Keep an open mind.
Yeah, just to keep an open mind about things. And that's probably the best. Keep it short and sweet. And there's where I am. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. All right, Lacey, please.
I wrote it on my post.
State your name.
My name is Lacey Allen, and I have been a resident of Boulder for over 7 years now. 5 years ago, my husband and I bought property in the Boulder King Estates, and we are currently building a home on that lot. We are hoping to be living there by next summer or fall, depending on how everything goes. We love Boulder and we really love this land. We chose to be here. I'm from San Diego. We just really have thought about it a lot, and we are really proud to be in Boulder. I am currently employed by Hell's Backbone Grill and Farm, I have a background in medical care. I've worked many healthcare jobs. And previously I oversaw business development and marketing strategies in hospital settings. I have always enjoyed learning from and speaking to diverse communities and people of all ages. I also love visiting and learning old and new ideas. I am able and willing to learn the town ordinances and am fully capable of planning, organizing, and implementing a co-created vision for this town. I hope that you would consider me as a part of the Planning Commission. I just want to say that my brother lives here. Like, this is, it would be kind of an honor for me to have more of a place in this community, in this town. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. All right, Cynthia Wilson.
Hi, my name is Cindy Wilson. I grew up in Boulder. I was previously on the Planning Commission and the Town Council, and I lived in Boulder before. So I have experience in both positions and understand the needs of the community and the importance of ordinances and adhering to the general plan. Sometimes it can be hard making those difficult decisions. I have a lot of experience in leadership, and I was an Army captain and I was an operations manager out in the South. And I think that I can add a lot of experience and reasonableness to the position. I think it's very important to to honor the general plan and to be thorough in understanding what's expected and to carefully listen to the things that are brought before the Planning Commission. Sometimes things don't ever make it to the town council, it's in the Planning Commission because they get voted down inside the Planning Commission itself. But I do have a lot of experience and I enjoy the town is everything to me. It's my heritage and it's where I want to be buried.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Nancy Tosta.
Thank you. I'm Nancy Tosta. My husband and I bought property in Boulder a couple of years ago. We are adding on to our cabin now. We plan, Boulder is our home. It's the only home we own. And intend to make this our long-term home. I love Boulder. We fell in love with it many years ago and started looking for property and have been, as I said, have been here since the summer of 2020. I, in my previous life, I've been worked in the public sector for many decades. I worked for state government, federal government, regional government, different parts of the country. I also served on the Planning Commission in the community that we lived in for 26 years before we moved to Boulder as a Planning Commissioner. And then I ran for the City Council. This is the town of Burien, Washington. And I ran for City Council twice and served 8 years on the City Council in Burien. So I do have a background. I understand how land use works, ordinances, the comprehensive plan in our community. I am learning Boulder. I don't know the community as well as many others do, but I do have a background in how you set up ordinances, how a community works through its ordinances and its zoning requirements. So I'd be interested, as I said, to learn more about.
Oh, okay, you cut out.
Sorry about that. To learn more about Boulder, and I think contributing to the community based on the background and experience that I've had in the past. So thank you for considering my application.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Well, we have got, we don't normally get this many applicants and with good background. And so I think right now we're going to go out of the public session.
I make a motion to close the public meeting and go into executive session.
Thank you. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Steve, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Yeah, I do. I don't know.